But we have no obstacle to in worship our Christ.
因为主耶稣基督已经复活了。
Because he is resurrected.
因为他复活的大能在任何地方都出现。
And his salvation is and his resurrection is all over the place.
他今天复活也在我们的当中。
And also his resurrection is among us.
我们求神在我们的中间。
May Lord be with us.
让我们的主耶稣基督也欢喜我们在这里为他的庆祝。
May Christ rejoicing with us to celebrate him.
我们来读一段经文。
Let's read a Bible.
就是哥林多前书。
It's 1 Corinthians.
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
十九到二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
刚才我们也读过这一段。
We just read it.
然后再跳到五十七节。
Then the chapter 57.
中文我念，然后郑华念英文。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出所的果子。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Verse 19, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. But thanks be to God, he gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们低头祷告。
Let's all pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Lord,Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你差遣主耶稣基督拯救我们。
Because you sent Christ come to this world to save us.
他为了我们受死。
He died for us.
第三天也为我们从死里复活。
And be resurrected the third day.
今天我们就是纪念主耶稣基督两千多年以前为我们降世，而且为我们受死而复活的日子。
Today, we just celebrate our Christ who was born 2,000 years ago and died for us and resurrected for us.
我们求神赐福今天所有普天下的众教会的聚会。
May Lord bless all the gatherings and worship all over the world today.
愿我们今天的敬拜荣耀神。
May our worship glorify your name.
让全世界知道基督已经掌权。
May the world know that you are in charge.
基督已经复活了。
And the Lord is resurrected.
而且直到永永远远。
And forever and forever.
我们为此来感谢。
And we thank you for that.
为此来敬拜。
And we worship for this.
愿神悦纳我们心灵诚实的敬拜。
May Lord receive us for our sincere worship.
无论是讲的听的被圣灵所感。
Be it the speaker or the listener, we'll all be moved by our Holy Spirit.
荣耀都归给你。
All the glory goes to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上个主日的时候，我特别讲到。
Last Sunday, I specifically talked about.
世人看到新冠病毒造成世纪大灾难的时候。
When the world witnessing COVID-19 causing the catastrophe in this century,
人心惶惶，焦虑不安。
People are panicking and anxious.
有人称这场的蔓延的全球的病毒是二次大战之后人类最面临最大的一个难关。
People claim that the spreading of this new virus around the world is the biggest problem that humanity has to face.Since World War II.
事实上，我们今天所面临的
，In fact, what we are facing today,
是一个关于两个皇冠的故事。
Is a story about two crowns.
那一个是在显微镜下看得见的，像皇冠一样的冠状病毒。
Why is the coronavirus that looks like a crown under a microscope?
那它是人类致命的杀手。
And it's a killer for the humankind.
而且被公认是世界的头号敌人。
And being regarded as the number one enemy of the world.
一个是耶稣基督作为万王之王的冠冕和他的美善。
And the other is the crown of Jesus Christ as King of the kings and his goodness.
当世界上越来越多的人因着这个看不见的病毒生病而死亡的时候，
When more and more people in the world get sick or die because of this invisible virus,
他们会问另外一个万王之王在哪里？
They'll ask, where is the King of the kings?
那他在做什么？
What is he doing?
今天有许多人活着好像是永不朽坏一样。
Many people today live as if they would be immortal.
他们认为人那就是首相无敌。
They think and the humans are capable of everything.
然后他们认为人会人类的辉煌成就可以证明人是万能的。
The glorious achievement of human being proves that a man is a man's capability.
所以他们觉得不需要神。
And they feel that they do not need God at all.
可是冠状病毒暴露了人性的弱点。
However, coronavirus exposed the weakness of human nature.
没有人敢在病毒面前说我强壮，我永远不会生病。
Nobody dared to claim that he's so strong that he will never sick of a coronavirus.
这种大流行病会使我们承认面对一个事实。
The pandemic forced to recognize the inevitable fact.
就是我们人是很脆弱的。
That we are very vulnerable.
而且都将要死去。
And we all will die.
而且很快就会死去。
And very soon.
所以面对这样的世界，
And facing this kind of world,
基督徒能做什么？
What can Christians do?
我们能给这个世界什么信息？
What can we offer to this world?
苦难就是一种难以明白的一个奥秘。
Suffering is a mystery that is difficult to understand.
虽然没有人喜欢，
Although no one likes suffering,
而且设法逃避苦难，
And all try to escape,
但是它就像身上的影子随着我们走。
It still follows like a shadow.
上个主日我们谈到苦难的问题。
Last Sunday, we have talked about the suffering.
很多人在探讨。
And many people are talking about
it. 但是没有绝对的让人满意的答案。
As no satisfactory answer.
除非我们回到创造宇宙万物的真神。
Unless we ask God who created all things in this universe.
因为我们的被造是因着他，靠着他，也归于他。
Because our creation is because of him, by him, and for him.
圣经就是上帝的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
就是我们人生的一个指南。
And the guide of our lives.
我们唯有在圣经真理的尺度下，
Only on the scale of the biblical truth.
我们才能够看到苦难的属灵的价值。
And we can see and understand the spiritual value of suffering.
当世人在问神说我们受苦的时候你在哪里？
When the world asks God, where were you when we were suffering?
神公平吗？
Is God fair?
神沉默吗？
Is God silent?
我们有没有想过？
Have we ever thought?
我们也问自己吧。
Where have we asked ourselves?
当耶稣受难的时候我们在哪里？
Where are we when Jesus was crucified?
主耶稣基督为什么受难？
Why did Christ suffer?
其实耶稣基督的受难，
As a matter of fact, the crucifixion of Jesus
就是要解决人类的苦难，
is to solve human suffering.
耶稣基督正是活在受苦世界的人中间所要，他是受苦的人所要寻找的答案。
Jesus Christ's answer that our world suffers from.
今天让我们从哥林多前书十五章第十九节到二十节来思考这个关乎全人类的信息。
Today, let's think about this information about who the humankind from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 and 20.
那保罗说
，Paul says,
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ,
就算比众人更可怜，
we are of all people most to be pitied.
但基督已经从死里复活了，
but Christ has indeed been risen from the dead,
成为睡了之人初所的果子，
the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
保罗很清楚地指出，基督徒的人生之所以有盼望，
Paul clearly points out the reason why Christians have hope in life.
关键在于他们所信的基督已经从死里复活了。
The key is that the Christ indeed being risen from the dead.
耶稣基督的复活明显是对一切苦难的否定。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is clearly a denial of all suffering.
如果主耶稣基督没有复活，
If Christ was not resurrected,
他的受苦没有意义。
His suffering is meaningless.
而世人的苦难永远是我们人类的苦难。
And all our suffering is still here.
首先我们来思想第一个问题。
First, let's think our first issue.
耶稣基督复活对我们有什么意义？
The significance of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
我们都知道使徒行传。
We all know Acts.
就是讲圣灵在教会的工作的记录。
It's a record of how the Holy Spirit worked in church.
初代的使徒见证耶稣基督复活。
And the first generation of apostles witnessed the resurrection of Christ.
而且他们一定要讲这个很重要的信息。
And they want to talk about this very important message.
因为他们讲耶稣基督复活了。
Because they talk about the resurrection of Christ.
他们因此被逼迫被逮捕。
That's why they are being persecuted and arrested.
他们被诬告、被审问，甚至被杀害。
They are accused, interrogated, and sometimes killed.
他们什么都可以讲。
They can preach anything.
但是不准他们讲耶稣基督复活了。
But they are not allowed to preach that Christ is resurrected.
保罗因为传主耶稣基督复活的信息。
Because his message of the resurrection of the Lord.
所以他就天天冒着生命的危险。
Paul risked his life for Jesus Christ every day.
今天仍然有许多传道人跟宣教士就像当年的保罗一样。
Today, still many preachers and missionaries just like Paul.
因为耶稣基督的缘故。
Because of Christ.
他们就会面对常常面临跟野兽搏斗一样。
They often face a fighting with the evil beast.
但是他们宁可为了主耶稣殉道而不愿意否认耶稣基督的信仰。
But they would rather martyr for the Lord than deny the faith of Christ.
而且耶稣基督信仰一定要讲基督复活了。
And the Christian faith has to talk about the resurrection of Christ.
保罗对哥林多教会的人说。
Paul says to the church of Corinthians.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。
And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless.
你们所信的也是枉然。
And so is your faith.
那他特别还说。
He also said,
若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧。
If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink.
我们反正明天就要死了。
For tomorrow we'll die.
有人说这个世界存在着两种事实。
Some people say there are two kinds of truths or facts in this world.
第一个是科学的事实。
One is the scientific facts.
可以通过科学实验验证的。
Which can be verified by scientific experiments.
而且这个验证是就可以重复的。
And these facts can be repeated.
另外一种是历史的事实。
And other is historical facts.
就是发生在历史当中的事
，and happened in history，
是不能够重复的
，and cannot be repeated，
而且也不能更改的
，and cannot be changed。
而基督的复活就是历史的事实
，and the resurrection of Christ is a historical fact。
过去发生过的事不能因为你没有看见你就否认它的存在
，and what happened in the past cannot be denied because it is not visible today。
今天我们对上帝的信仰。
Today, our belief in Christ
也是基于主耶稣基督从死里复活的历史事件上
is based on the historical facts of the resurrection of the Lord Christ.
就像当年以色列人
just like the Israelis,
他们对上帝的信仰是基于出埃及的历史事件上
their belief in Christ was based on the historical fact of Exodus.
他们亲眼看见神的大能用手带领他们出埃及过红海
And they witnessed that God led them out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea.
复活的事件除了是历史的真实事件。
The event of resurrection is not only a real historical event,
更重要的是它来自于神的启示。
More importantly, it comes from the revelation of God.
如果我们相信上帝，就会接受上帝的启示。
If we believe in God, we will accept God's revelation.
啊，接受上帝的启示就肯定复活的事实。
Those who accept God's revelation will affirm the fact of the resurrection.
复活的真理一直被基督徒们所经历、所接受，而且所传扬。
The truth of resurrection has been experienced, accepted, and proclaimed by Christians.
基督徒的死是一件，基督的死就是一件历史的事件。
The death of Christ is a fact of history.
而这个历史的事件是在上帝永远的旨意中已经命定了。
And this fact has been determined in God's eternal will.
所以我们说基督的死不是偶然的。
Therefore, the death of Christ is not accidental.
也不是一种自然的现象。
Nor is it a natural phenomenon.
更不是罪人最后的结局。
Nor is it the final outcome of sinners.
基督的死
the death of Christ,
乃是吞灭死亡的死亡。
The death is a death that devours death.
而不是被死亡吞灭的死亡。
Not death that is devoured by death.
基督的死也不是他的终点。
The death of Christ is not his end.
而是他的荣耀的开端。
But the beginning of his glory.
他在十字架上流出了宝血。
The blood he shed on the cross.
他洁净人的罪。
Cleansed man's sin.
三天之后复活。
He's resurrected 3 days later.
让信的人因他称为义。
So that those who believe in him can be called righteous.
活在荣耀的生命里头。
And living his glorious life.
换句话说。
In other words.
基督的死是解决罪的问题。
The death of Christ is to solve the problem of sin.
而基督的复活是解决死的问题。
And the resurrection of Christ is to solve the problem of death.
如果基督没有复活
，If Christ is not resurrected,
我们传道人就没有福音可以传了。
As ministers will have no gospel to preach.
那信徒们也没有福音可以信了。
And believers will not have the gospel to believe.
那今天教会也不会存在了。
And today's church will not exist.
那宣教士是多余的了。
And the missionary are just pointless.
对于那些不相信基督复活的人来说
，For those who do not believe in the resurrection of Christ,
信仰对他们来说是一种精神上的寄托。
Faith has become a kind of spiritual sustenance.
让人从紧张中的生活得到一个疏解，得到一个意识的安慰而已。
Which relieves the stressful life.
这样的信仰跟崇拜偶像没有两样。
Such a faith is no different from idolatry.
第二个我们要问的一个问题。
The next question we'll ask.
基督的复活为什么很重要
？The resurrection of Jesus, why so important?
因为他见证了什么神的大能。
First, to witness the power of God.
相信复活就是相信神。
To believe the resurrection is to believe in God.
如果他创造了宇宙
If he created the universe,
他就有拥有掌握他的大能。
He has the power to control it.
他就有能力让死人复活。
He has the power to resurrect the dead.
他说有就有，命立就立。
For he spoke and it come to be.He commanded, and it stood firm.
如果没有这种的大能
without this kind of power,
他就不值得我们信仰或者是敬拜
He is not a God worthy of our faith and worship.
只有创造生命的神才能够令生命死而复生
Only the God who created life can bring life back to life.
只有他才能够逆转死亡的恐怖。
And only he can reverse the horror of death.
只有他可以除去死的毒钩跟权势。
And only he can remove the sting and the power of death.
耶稣从坟墓中复活。
Lord is resurrected from the tomb.
显明他对生命跟死亡具有至高无上的权力。
Which demonstrated he has the ultimate power to life and death.
基督复活为什么很重要
Why?The resurrection of Jesus is so important.
因为他提供了那个人类复活的证据。
And it provides evidence that the resurrection of the humankind.
当年保罗面对哥林多教会对耶稣复活的那个怀疑的时候
facing the,、in the early time, facing the doubts of the resurrection of Jesus by the Corinthian church,
那他就先从圣经的权威来见证基督确实复活。
Paul first witnessed the resurrection of Christ from the authority of the Bible.
所以他就说我当日所领受所传给你们的。
So he said, what I have received I pass on to you.
第一就是基督照真圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
First, and according to the Bible, he died for us, for our sin.
而且埋葬了。
And we buried.
又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
And he's resurrected according to the Bible the third day later.
可见耶稣基督的受死跟复活是神早已就命定的。
So we can see that the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is God's ordained will.
是上帝永远的旨意。
Is his eternal will.
这也是基督教福音的中心的信息。
This is also the central message of the Christian gospel.
所以这两个不能够分开的。
And these two cannot be separated.
保罗在哥林多前书从第十五章
Paul from 1 Corinthians 15，
也就是第十二节到第十九节
from verse 12 to 19，
刚才我们的那个灵会在念已经有读到了
we have read in the beginning of this worship
这个里面有几个我们特别要注意的
there are several points we have to pay a lot of attention to
因为保罗在这里保罗在这里一直在强调如果如果如果
And Paul has emphasized if, if, if
如果耶稣基督没有复活
If Christ has not been raised
那他说就会有这几种结局
There will be the following consequences
第一个
First
所传的福音就没有意义
The gospel preached is meaningless
如果主耶稣基督没有复活
If Lord is not resurrected
那信靠基督就是枉然的。
Trusting Christ is in vain.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，If Lord was not resurrected，
所有的传道人都是骗子。
All preachers are liars.
那如果耶稣基督没有复活
，If Lord was not resurrected，
人无法从罪中得到释放。
Man cannot be released from sin.
如果主耶稣基督没有复活
，If Christ was not resurrected，
那所有以前的信徒都会灭亡。
All previous believers will perish.
如果主耶稣基督没有复活
If Christ was not resurrected,
基督徒会是世界上最可怜的人啊。
Christian would be the most pitiful people in the world.
是没有盼望的人。
They have no hope.
可是保罗在第二十节就这样子说。
But Paul said in verse 20,
但基督已经从死里复活。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
而且成为睡了之人出所的果子。
The first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
那这一节就打破了前面的好几个假设。
This has broken many assumptions before.
那就是前面讲好几个那个不幸的结局。
And also those unfortunate results.
保罗在这里以用十分肯定的语气。
Paul said it with a firm voice.
他说，但基督已经复活了。
He said, but Christ has indeed been raised.
因为他自己亲身过经历复活的大能。
Because he has personally experienced the resurrection of Christ's resurrection.
他从逼迫主耶稣基督变成一个愿意为主而死的人呢。
He changed from persecuting the Lord to daring to die for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你可能还问说你怎么知道耶稣基督复活
You may ask, how do you know Christ was resurrected?、
哦、我相信我们都有会写信哈
we all know how to write a letter.
那或者是说我们写那个我们的手机里面几个短信
And all, we know how to do text messaging.
如果对方回应那表示对那对方是活的
If the other party echoed, meaning they are alive.
我们的祷告就像写信一样
Our prayer, just like we're writing a letter.
我们祷告蒙垂听就是因为上帝的回应。
Our prayer being answered is because God answered us.
上帝回应因为他活着。
Lord have responded to us because he is alive.
我们今天虽然没有亲眼看见耶稣基督的复活。
even though today we have not personally witnessed the resurrection of God.
但是我们相信他所说的圣经的每一句话。
But we believe every word in the Bible.
我们读神的话就是他在对我们说话。
When we read his words,just as if he's talking to us.
而且他针对着我们的需要而讲话。
Especially, he's talking to our needs.
今天早上我们所有的教会因为社交隔离不能够在礼拜堂聚会。
This morning, all our churches cannot gather in the church itself because social distance.
但是我们在家敬拜的有没有上帝的同在？
But for the people who worship in the home,
你们今天在家里从
the Lord be with you?
我现在问你们在家里敬拜的，你上帝有没有在你们中间？
I'm just asking at this moment, is the Lord with you at this moment?
有的。
Yes.
怎么知道？
How do we know?
因为基督复活。
Because Christ is raised from dead.
我们也可以从信徒们的见证。
We can also use the witness from the New Testament apostles.
我们也可以从许许多多的基督徒的生命的改变看到基督复活的大能。
We also can witness the resurrection of God through many, many testimonies of today's Christians.
甚至有的人为了主耶稣基督的缘故殉道。
And many people, for Christ, they martyred.
因为他们要见证基督的复活。
Because they want to witness the resurrection of God.
感谢上帝。
Thank you, Christ.
基督复活。
Lord has been resurrected.
基督的复活会带给我们怎么样的意义呢？
So, what's the meaning? What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ bring us?
第一个就是永生的盼望。
First, the hope of eternal life.
许多人谈死会辨识。
Many people who don't want to talk aboutmention of death, people turn pale at the mention of death.
死亡一直是人类摸不去的阴云。
Death has always been a shadow that a human cannot erase.
人不喜欢谈。
People don't like to talk about it.
因为他们怕。
Because they are afraid of it.
人不愿意死，但是又逃不过那个死的命运。
People do not want to die, but cannot escape the face of death.
死亡因为使人所做的所有的努力就转眼成空。
Because of death, all the effort, just like a mirage, disappeared after death.
这是一个人生最大的一个悲剧。
This is the biggest tragedy for humankind.
其实圣经讲得很清楚。
As a matter of fact, the Bible said it very clearly.
他说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
We all committed sin, and we're short of God's glory.
而罪的工价就是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
哲学家莎士比亚曾经讲过一句话。
Shakespeare once said,
他说死亡好像一个布幔。
Death is like a curtain.
只见有人进去，但是没有看见有人从那里出来。
Only see someone go in from this side, but never saw anyone come out of the other side.
而这个格言就被耶稣打破了。
However, this saying was broken by Jesus.
因为耶稣进去。
Because he went in.
三天以后从那边走出来
and came out 3 days later,
而且留下了一个空的坟墓
and leave an empty tomb.
今天有很多的那个宗教家
today there's many religious leaders.
就像释迦牟尼、穆罕默德
like a Sakyamuni or Muhammad,
还有是那个苏格拉底、还柏拉图，甚至孔子
so Socrates, Plato, and Confucius,
还有包括我们的祖先。
And including our ancestors.
很多人进去被关在石的里面，被关在石的禁狱里面。
They are all put in the prison of death.
没有人再出来。
Never came out again.
但是耶稣基督从死里复活。
But Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
我们的罪都因为主耶稣基督的宝血得以洁净了。
Our sin.Are being cleansed through the blood shed by Christ.
We are
no longer enslaved by sin.
这就是保罗为什么很大胆地向死亡说。
That's why Paul said bravely over death.
他说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
Where, O death, is your victory?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Where, O death, is your sting?
耶稣基督来，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
The resurrection of Christ is the destruction of the devil who holds the power of the death.
而且他能够释放那些因为一生而怕死而成为奴仆的人。
And his resurrection is to relieve those who have been slaves for fear of death in their lives.
没有人要死亡。
Nobody wants to die.
但是永生怎么得？
How do you get eternal life?
我们要靠行善积功德吗？
Are we going to do good deeds?
我们要靠努力而且用钱买吗？
Are we going to work hard or going to buy his money?
都不能够。
None of them.
永生是神赐给人的礼物。
Eternal life is a gift from God.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
关键在你相信耶稣基督的救恩吗？
The key is that you believe in the salvation.
耶稣基督说，
Jesus said,
我实实在在地告诉你们，
I tell you,
信我的人有永生。
The one who believes in me has eternal life.
基督复活带给我们什么？
What the resurrection of Christ bring us?
第二个就是永恒的生命。
Second is the everlasting life.
哲学家对人类的死亡都不能够有一个正确而圆满的解释。
Philosophers cannot explain the death of human beings.Correctly or satisfactorily.
为什么死亡就是一个终结？到了终结以后都没有办法再继续往前走。
Why death is the end and cannot move beyond the end?
难怪有一个哲学家说。
No wonder a philosopher said.
人生唯一的意义乃在死亡的里面。
The only meaning of life is in death.
如果是这样。
If so.
人生在世有什么意义呢？
What is the point of living?
多活一天就离死亡更近一天。
One more day to live is one more day closer to death.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督复活了。
But thanks to Christ, and thanks to Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected.
他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。”
He said, "I'm the resurrection and the life."
信我的人虽然死了，也被复活。
The one who believes in me will live.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And even though they die.
我们的主耶稣基督先告诉复活在我，生命也在我。
Our Lord proclaimed, I'm the resurrection and the life.
那中文的翻译可以是翻成说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
And the Chinese translation said, I am the resurrection, I am life.
那就是其他的翻译。
And there's other translation too.
复活不仅仅是未来的事。
Resurrection is not only a matter of the future.
也是我们今天可以经历的事。
And also something we can experience today.
保罗他自己说。
Paul said,
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
When a person accepts the new life given by Jesus Christ, his sleeping heart can be awakened to become a new person.
当你接受耶稣基督的救恩。
Therefore, when you accept Jesus Christ,
你就是一个复活的人。
You're a new raised man.
你不仅拥有神所赐的新生命。
Not only you have the new life which God has given.
而且还拥有一个永恒的生命。
And also the eternal life he has given to you.
第三个，耶稣基督给我们什么？
Third.
就是平安喜乐。
Peace and joy.
当耶稣受难的时候，
When Jesus died,
门徒们沮丧又惊慌。
The disciples were very frustrated and desperate.
就在主耶稣基督死后的第三天的晚上，突然出现在他们的中间。
And the Lord suddenly appeared among them the third day later when he was resurrected.
他问的第一句话说：“愿你们平安。”
The first sentence he said, "Peace be with you."
门徒看见就大大的惊喜。
The disciples were greatly surprised.
他们的忧伤跟绝望一扫而空。
Their loneliness and sadness and despair in their hearts were swept away.
他们终于明白主耶稣基督受难前所说的那一段话。
And finally, they understand what the Lord has told them before his crucifixion.
他说过：“我不撇下你们为孤儿。
I will not leave you as orphans.
我必到你们这里来。
I will come to you.”
他真的第三天以后活着回来。
Yes, the third day, he really come back alive.
当然，这个对他们来是个极大的好消息。
Of course, this is the most wonderful news to these disciples.
耶稣的复活。
The resurrection of Christ.
也让他们经历了耶稣在受难之前所讲的话。
Also realize what the Lord told him, promised him before his crucifixion.
他说：“我留下平安给你们。”
Peace I leave with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
I do not give you as the world gives.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，If Christ was not resurrected.
他受难之前所说的平安就落空了。
The peace he said before his crucifixion would be lost.
感谢主。
Thank you, Christ.
基督的复活保证了他所应许的平安。
The resurrection of Christ guaranteed the peace he promised.
今天的世界即使有再大的风暴，再恐怖的疫情
，In this world, no matter how big the storm, how crazy the virus situation,
我们不用再害怕。
We need not to fear.
因为复活的主已经与我们同在。
Because the resurrected Lord is with us.
你看不见他，但是他知道你在哪里。
Even though you cannot see him, but he knows
where you are. 你以为他不了解你，他了解你的需要。
You may don't think he knows you, but he does.
我们知道他在我们的身边。
We know he's among us. He's
我们知道他与我们同在。
We know he's with us.
我们在他里面就有意外的平安。
We have unexpected peace in him.
基督复活带给我们什么？
What did the resurrection of Christ bring us?
最后一个就是侍奉有力。
Last is the power of ministry.
基督的复活不仅是基督教信仰的核心。
The resurrection of Christ is not only the core of the Christian faith.
也是基督徒在世上能够得胜生活的关键。
But also the key of victorious life for Christians in this world.
所以意思说，如果我们的生活腐败
，If our life is corrupted.
而且是我们生活在软弱
And if we are very weak in our life,
表示我们还没有经历到主基督复活的大能
It means that we have not experienced the resurrection of Christ.
保罗说
Paul says,
感谢神
Thank you, God.
使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜了
He gave us the victory through the Lord Christ.
因为基督的复活
Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
基督徒的侍奉才有意义。
The Christian ministry is more meaningful.
基督徒侍奉才有能力。
And even more, it will be more assured.
保罗说
Paul said,
所以我亲爱的弟兄们
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters,
你们务要坚固不可摇动。
Stand firm, let nothing move you.
常常竭力多做主工。
Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
那这段经文
this piece of Bible,
these verses, 那就是哥林多前书十五章的一个总结。
It's a summary of First Corinthians chapter 15.
那中心的信息是
the central message is,
既然耶稣基督复活了。
Since Jesus Christ was resurrected,
我们所做的一切就有意义。
What we have done is meaningful.
我们因此要勤奋多做主工。
So we must work even harder.
要怎么做主工呢？
How do we do the Lord's work?
他说要务要坚固。
So be firm.
在信仰上不动摇。
And never waver in faith.
不管是大风大浪。
Be it the storm.
不管是有多少的挑战
，No matter how much challenges，
我们依靠神
，We rely on Christ，
信仰上不摇动
，And we'll never waver in our belief。
而且这段经文也告诉我们
，And this Lord Word told us，
那不仅是那个耶稣基督是我们的那个服侍的动力。
Not only Lord is our motivation of service,
而且侍奉也是一个我们荣耀的特权
and it's also the privilege of our glorious life.
所以我们侍奉神不能随随便便或勉勉强强
So we cannot serve sort of reluctant or sort of being randomness.
我们要竭尽所能的。
We have to do our best.
把握机会。
And seize opportunity.
因为你所做的绝不是突然的。
For the work you do in the Lord won't be in vain.
而且主会纪念的。
And the Lord will remember.
当这个新冠病毒在全球翻江倒海
，As coronavirus 19 wreaked havoc all over the world，
而且死亡的威胁步步逼紧紧逼的时候
，And the threat of death loomed，
我们发现很多的新闻这样的报道
，We heard many news，
在病房里，在街道上
，In the wards。On the streets,
商场上或者是停车场上
in the shopping mall or parking lot,
那甚至在家庭中
and even in the families,
世界各角落掀起了一个更多人的祷告
and more prayers all over the world.
而且就连无神论的人也会呼天叫地
and even atheists cried out.
在这些祷告中
in these prayers,
有人在流泪的悔改
Some are crying and repenting.
有人在痛苦中质问神
Some are questioning God in pain.
有人呼求上帝的怜悯
Some are calling for mercy from God.
当人们发现自己的渺小
When people find themselves so insignificant and trivial,
发现自己无能为力的时候
And so powerless,
就转向上帝呼求
It is also the time to turn to God to cry.
患难让人认识自己的渺小。
Tribulation make people aware of their own insignificance.
患难同时让人认识神的伟大。
Tribulation make people realizing the greatness of God.
人生有限。
Life is limited.
我们不是这个星球上的永久居民。
We're not the permanent residents on this planet.
在我们进入永恒的荣耀之前
Before we enter the eternal glory,
我们要善用有限的时光。
We must make good use of our limited time.
我们要跟人分享。
Share the gospel with others.
分享福音。
Share the gospel.
邀请人听福音。
Invite people to listen to
gospel. 邀请人参加我们的查经班。
Invite them to come to our fellowship.
让他们有机会听到福音。
Let them have the opportunity to hear the gospel.
让他们也找到人生的盼望。
And let them find the eternal hope.In the life.
病毒能够可能会拆毁教会。
Virus can tear down the church.
病毒也可能会吓死基督徒。
Virus may scare Christians to death.
但是我们千万不要被它主宰。
But we must not be dominated by it.
我们不要让它任凭摆布。
We cannot be controlled by it.
因为它不是我们的王。
Because it's not our Lord.
它是神的敌对者。
They are the enemy of Christ.
他没有权力掌控我们人类的全景。
It has no power to control the eternity of our human being, of the humankind.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
因为所信靠的是那位万王之王的耶稣基督。
And who we believe is that King of the King, the Jesus Christ.
人的罪把他钉死埋葬了。
Humans crucified him and buried him.
但是照神的应许说，他已经从死里面复活了。
And according to the Bible, according to the Lord's promise, and he has been resurrected the third day.
这个表示他对这个世界的自然跟超自然力量拥有一切的知识跟主权。
This just tells you that Lord has an ultimate power over this nature and the supernature.
他绝对知道新冠病毒的开始跟结束。
He absolutely knows the beginning and the end of this virus.
在他的旨意里面没有所谓失控这两个字。
In his vocabulary, there's no such words called out of control.
他是万王之王。
He's the king of the king.
他是万主之主。
The lord of the lords.
他是过去、现在、一直到永远、永远是王。
He is the king of the past, of present, and of future.
他有全权的能力胜过罪恶。
He has absolute power to overcome the evil.
而且粉碎撒旦。
Crushes Satan.
制服病毒。
Subdue the viruses.
没有人能够强迫他容忍他不愿意容忍的事。
No one can force him to tolerate what he does not want to tolerate.
因为耶和华 的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。
Because the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purpose of the heart through all generations.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
保罗已经因为经历了主耶稣基督复活的大能
，Paul experienced the power of the resurrection of the Lord.
所以他才会大胆的这样子说。
So he boldly said,
他说感谢神
，But thanks be to God,
使我们借着耶稣基督得胜。
He gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
正因为基督复活了
Because the resurrection of Christ,
我们能在苦难中经历上帝的同在
We can experience the peace of God's presence when we experience the suffering and the defeat.
因为耶稣基督复活
Because His resurrection,
我们有崭新的生命跟永生的确据
We have the new life and assurance of eternal life.
因为耶稣基督复活
Because His resurrection,
我们的人生不仅仅有意义，而且有盼望
Our life is not only meaningful, but also full of hope.
因为基督的复活
Because His resurrection,
教会历经沧桑，但是仍然屹立不摇
The church was stood still through all its wounds.
那新教士在逼迫中前仆后继
The missionaries were succeeded in persecution.
他福音继续的广传
And the gospel has spread to the whole world.
那他们知道基督的再来
Because they know Christ will come back again.
因为基督的复活
Because Lord is resurrected.
我们相信这次的病毒
We know in this in the time of virus.
很快就过去
It will pass very fast.
你知道是为什么吗
Do you know why?
因为基督复活
Because Christ is resurrected.
因为他掌权
Because he's in charge.
因为他是历史的主宰
Because he's in charge of the history.
而且他也应许说
Because he promised.
他的怒气不过是转眼之间
For his anger lasts only a moment.
他的恩典乃是一生之久
But his favor lasts a lifetime.
早晨一树虽然有哭泣
But Weeping may remain for a night, but the rejoicing comes in the morning.
早晨遍地欢呼
And rejoicing comes in the morning.
感谢神
Praise the Lord.
神会帮助我们度过这次的难关
Lord will help us to go through this difficulty.
让我们欢喜面对明天
Let's rejoice and face tomorrow.
主没有撇下我们
Nor Lord has not left us alone.
他复活了
He has been resurrected.
在我们的身边。
He is next to us.
感谢主。
Thank you, Christ.
我们现在用诗歌来回应上帝的话。我们先读圣经。